Good morning. Welcome, ladies.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And you have another special guest with you.
Yeah, we do. Well, Rayanne's in and she brought her daughter in.
Wonderful.
So we've got Cadence in today.
Cadence going to be talking with us today?
Yeah. Observing.
It's like this. Yeah. Well, what's happening today, Janae?
Well, they are, Ecumen is our co-spotlight sponsor for Business of the Month. So wonderful. They are here to just fill us in on all things Ecumen.
That sounds exciting, doesn't it?
So what's happening with Ecumen? Is Brittany going to start this so Nicole doesn't ramble?
Yeah. So we are with Ecumen Litchfield. So we have different services within Ecumen Litchfield. And I'm going to talk about the home care and hospice piece. And then Nicole will talk about housing. So for home care, you know, what is offered there is we can come in if in your home and help you with bathing assistance. We can help you with PTOT, speech therapy. We also can do skilled nursing. So maybe it's an INR check. Maybe it's doing your meds. Maybe it's, you know, checking if there's a certain med that needs, you know, looking over. I forget the name of it. Sorry, it's not coming to me. We can help with that. So, you know, maybe it is you are in the hospital and you are looking at getting sent home and you need to get stronger. So maybe you can stay in your home more. We're happy to help with that. So just make sure to keep in mind for Ecumen Home Care if for all your home care needs. And then for Ecumen Hospice, you know, Ecumen Hospice has been around since 1989. We've been around a long time in the community, and we've served many different patients within a 50-mile radius. So we offer for hospice, you know, we're just there for the end-of-life care. So we offer skilled nursing, home health aid, massage therapy, music therapy, and social worker to help with those family dynamics, spiritual counselor to help with those spiritual needs. We're just kind of there to make the process of the transition of end-of-life better. So, and help support the family and the patient as well. So. Yeah, and then Nicole.
Brittany, will you tell me, end of life, are you talking like the last few days, or what do you mean by that?
Oh, no. So I guess what I'm talking, like, you just need to meet the diagnosis of, like, have a terminal diagnosis, but 6 months left to live. But some people don't meet that. Like, some people exceed, a year. Sorry, I am like completely bombing this right now. I got a little nervous there. So some people graduate off of hospice as well. You know, some people can live on, so different. Sorry.
It's okay. Can I help you with
yes,
that?
Yes, yeah, sorry.
I think it's important to understand that hospice doesn't just come in the last few days of someone's life. Many people think, oh, I'm going to enroll them in hospice and they're going to die. Well, they are going to die, whether you enroll them in hospice or not. But many times families will wait too long,
right
to enroll in hospice. And you know, when someone's given that terminal diagnosis, that's the time to start having those conversations to see, what do you want your end of life to look like? What direction do you want to go? Are you gonna work on treatments? Are you gonna kind of go that avenue? Or are you to a point where you say, I'm gonna let God do his work, and I'm ready to go the natural way? And what does that look like now for me and my family? Right. And that's when hospice can come in and help you guys walk that journey. And what does that look like? Because that means no more doctor appointments, right? Mm-hmm. No more going to the emergency room. All those things stop once we make the decision to enroll in hospice.
Right.
You know, it's important to do this early.
To
check it out, find out what it's about. Because, like you say, a lot of people wait too long before they get into it. And there's a lot of extra help that comes with the hospice program.
Right. There is. Like, when my dad was on hospice, you know, that meant that a home health aide was coming in and helping him with his shower twice a week. A nurse was coming in to see him every week. Spiritual care was coming in to see him. although his journey went much faster than we anticipated or wanted it to, he was enrolled in hospice within a month of being diagnosed terminally, with hopes of living another 6 months, you know, to a year without any treatments. Mm-hmm. It wasn't his path, but he could have had all those services helping through that journey that entire time to keep him in his home. You know, my dad passed away in his living room. He was where he wanted to be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have a friend that they took him off all medications and everything. It's coming up on 10 months now.
Yeah.
And it's like, no. Right. And he shouldn't be here, but he's been getting good care.
Yes.
Along the way here. And he was in the hospital. He says, I'm just going to go home to finish up. He's still going.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he's still doing, he actually has gotten better by having, you know, no medical treatments.
Yeah.
And we can't explain it.
Yeah, it does happen. There was a time when my daughter and I helped, some people reached out to us, they knew we were AIDS, and we did 24-hour care for a lady who was coming home from the Mayo Clinic, and her husband wasn't able to care for her in home, but that's what they wanted. So they paid for us to come in home, in their home, care for her. After about 3 months, we were sitting there and we were cooking and making supper. So she went from bedbound, mm-hmm, to up and cooking supper, right? And we were sitting there and I said, you know, I don't know that we need to come anymore. You know? And they're like, really? And, she had gotten strong enough. And she actually ended up disenrolling from hospice and living like 2 more years.
Wow.
You know, so nobody knows what the journey holds.
Right.
Right? We can be given the diagnosis. We can be given the time frames. Sometimes they're shorter than they anticipate. Sometimes they're longer with no explainable reasons.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right. Thank you, Nicole. Pretty good stuff.
And you said you had some other stuff that you were going to mention.
Yeah. So I work over... Obviously, I used to work with home care and hospice for many years, and did Brittany's job for a while too. But now I've transferred over to senior living, and so I just want to talk about the different things that Ecumen Senior Housing offers. And so independent living is 62 and over. It's the Gloria Day side of the building is now completely independent. So if anybody's looking into that, there are apartments available over there. So that's no different than living in an apartment or in your home. If someone needs assistance over there, they can get it through home care. Mm-hmm. But meals are an option over there also. I think they have, last I heard, 9 apartments left. So they are starting to get filled up again with this new transition of it being independent living. Then on my side of the building is assisted living. We have 45 one- and two-bedroom apartments that have bathrooms in them. They are apartments like anybody could live in. I could live in them. Brittany could live in them. We have 11 studio apartments. Those are for people who need eyes and ears on them a little more often to be safe, you know. I would say in kind of an enhanced assisted living, okay, just to be safe. They're not as safe in their apartment anymore. Maybe they're starting to have lots of falls, more confusion, or just whatever it might be. Maybe just the physical struggle has gotten too hard. And then we have 14 locked memory care units. And those are for people who become a wander risk, and they're just safer to be in a locked community. I know some people like to think, oh, that memory care locked community sounds horrible. I would love to just give you a tour, show somebody around. If you're starting to think about the process of what if, of maybe my loved one, maybe me, whatever it might be, there's no pressure or anything in just coming to look at our community, seeing what it is that we offer. When we work with this generation that, you know, in the 70s, 80s, 90-year-olds, you know, a lot of them don't even understand what is an assisted living community. The only thing they think of is nursing home. And we are very different than a nursing home and what's offered. I mean, there's, you move yourself in and you create home here now. You bring your own bed, your own dresser, that stuff isn't waiting for you. I like to say it's no different than moving your kid into a college dorm room. You know, you create home for them there. You create home now at Ecumen too. So we are full on the assisted living side, but I do have a wait list. It doesn't cost anything to be on the wait list. I also like to say it's not a cookie cutter. It's not a one size fits all type thing. visit different communities so that when you're in a situation and perhaps it becomes an emergency, you have an idea of where you want to go, what feels good to you. One person might walk into our community and they might love it. The next person might think, I don't feel this here. This isn't where I want to be. Okay, then find a place where it is you want to be, right, just in case.
Exactly. Well, that's awesome. Anything else you want to add, Brittany, to that?
I did want to add that we're part of a Meeker McLeod Providers group, and we are going to be hosting a senior expo in McLeod. We're going to start off in McLeod and then maybe come to Meeker next year. We're going to test the waters. It sounds like this used to be a thing where McLeod would have a big senior expo and then Meeker would have a big senior expo. Right now, we're going to just kind of combine for now to see after COVID the waters, see how, where we're at. But that's going to be October 8th, starting at 9 a.m. We're going to have 4 speakers. It's going to be a free lunch, and there's going to be some entertainment. So, and then a bunch of vendors that, you know, assisted livings, home care, hospices,
veteran services.
Yep.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it'll be really exciting. So make sure to put it on your calendar for October 8th, starting at 9 a.m. at the McLeod County Fairgrounds.
Perfect.
Yep. And there will be a reminder. I believe you're doing Newsmaker on the 9th, so yep. Brittany can talk about that a little bit more then, too. We will also be at the McLeod County Fair. They are having a senior day. It's a veteran senior day on the 15th, next Thursday. So come out and see us there. And then that group she's talking about, the Meeker McLeod County Providers Group, we will be represented there from the 16th to the 18th. We'll have a booth. You can stop in there, get some brochures on different communities like I'm talking about, seeing what's available within these counties so you are close to home. And then there's always giveaways, right?
Wonderful.
And then let's talk about that. $25 gift certificate giveaways.
Right.
So come and see us. We'd love to see you.
Wonderful. Well, thanks for the information, Janae.
Yeah, no, huge shout out to these ladies. If you've been to any of the community events lately, you'll see them with a booth, whether that's Watercade, the fair here in Meeker County, now in McLeod County, and they're just incredibly approachable and really easy to get a hold of. So if you have any questions, absolutely reach out to them.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
I'm just going to blast out my phone.
Yeah, I was just going to say, what's the number?
Yep, to reach me, it's the direct line, which everyone loves more than a tree, phone tree, is 320-373-6370. And
perfect.
I'm Nicole.
Oh, and just use that number to call me. She'll get a hold of
me. Once you're in, you're in.
Yeah.
I'll find where you need to go.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Well, thanks for
that. And, you know, I did want to mention, too, we have our next big event is Fallen Into Fun Fest, and that is going to be Saturday, September 21st. It's always going to be the third Saturday of September, and we have a lot of fun stuff planned. We kind of are in the final stages of wrapping up all of our sponsorships. So we're going to get a poster printed this week and get that around. We're going to have the pumpkin hunt. There's going to be free pumpkins given away by Remax. We're going to have food. There's going to be a craft fair. We've got all of those fun blow up novelties that you can purchase. There's going to be a car and a bike show at the Legion. So it's just going to be a day full of so much fun. So we hope you're able to join us. All Wonderful. That information can be found on our website at litch.com.
It's that easy, litch.com. I've been there.
I know, right? Yeah, so if you forget how to spell it.
So wonderful. Well, gosh, we got all kinds of information.
Yeah.
Anything else before we go?
Yeah, no, I mean, and then with the Fallen Into Fun Fest, too, a lot of volunteer opportunities. Okay. So if you have a group or you're a business that your employees need to get some volunteer hours in, we need all the help we can get.
Wonderful. Well, thanks, Janae. Chamber Chat, another Tuesday under the belt. Thanks, ladies, for coming in. We sure appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.